morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Yeah, Happy New Year. Same to you guys, too.
Are you a resolution guy?
I'll probably try to keep those to myself.
Okay. All right. Well, we obviously...
So I don't get called out on them.
Smart.
Well, I think you're supposed to write them down or something like
manifest.
That. And then you can manifest. You're probably not. Are you a big manifest guy, Bill? Courtney's big into manifestation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you measure that.
Vision boards.
Well, okay. Listen, you alluded to this, obviously, post-game, but it seems like when it comes to turnovers for this football team, that's sort of been a struggle all season long. And, you end up again playing that Bills team well, but if not for the turnovers, the result may have been different.
Yeah, well, we put ourselves in a hole there, in the second quarter, and then kind of, battle back. We couldn't battle all the way back. It's just, too much to give a good team like that. So,
Bill, it did seem like when it came to those turnovers, at least on one occasion, it was a miscommunication between Bailey and Rigor. Did you see that? And do you put a lot of the fault on those turnovers on Bailey or the offense as a whole?
Each play had its own, elements. But in general, the high level of execution that we needed on a couple of those plays, we just didn't have. So, and obviously we paid for it. So,
Bill, Sean McDermott was effusive in his praise for you after the game. It looked like you guys shared a good embrace afterwards. What was it conveyed there? And what do you think about what McDermott's done in Buffalo?
Yeah, I think Sean and Brandon have done a really good job up there. Obviously, won several divisions and, in it again this year. So, yeah, I mean, they've done a great job.
One of the things, Bill, that I think I especially enjoy about having the opportunity to have you on is to get the chance to clear things up that are talked about a lot. I wanted to ask you about Trent Brown, who took offense with a Sports Illustrated report that he has been late a lot this season. Has that been an issue, or is that something that you can clear up?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on any personal situations or contracts or anything like that. So it was a coaching decision, and I'll just leave it at that.
Bill, it did seem the last two games, at least, that these players have really put the effort in, and a lot of people, we've talked about it on this show, are saying that they look like they're playing for you. I'm on that account that seems to think that these players want to succeed for you, even though the postseason is out of the question. There's been a lot of rumors about your future. Bailey Zappe on this station said that, he hears them, everybody else hears them. You told us that you have an open-door policy with your players if they have any questions. Does it feel like to you that these players are playing for you?
I think the players have come in every week and on a pretty consistent basis, very consistent basis, not perfect, but on a very consistent basis come in. Work hard, try to correct our mistakes, prepare for the next team, get the game plan, go over and over the game plan to try to make sure we have it down, as well as we can in all three phases of the game. And that's what these guys have done all year, from the beginning of the year until, all the way through last week against Buffalo. So I don't expect that to change. I think that's just what they are and what they do. Gotten some really good leadership out of our captains and some of the other veterans on the team. And, people have followed their example. And look, we're all just trying to get better and do the best job we can. I mean, that's really, that's really what it's about.
Bill, the I don't know if you caught the Saturday night Cowboys-Lions game, but the ineligible receiver play on a two-point conversion was improperly called by the refs. Obviously, that originated with you 2014 against the Ravens in the divisional playoff game. I'm not sure if you could talk me through this. Rex Ryan discussed how the coaches go in to meet with the refs when discussing any trick plays prior to a game. Did you do that with the refs in 2014 in the divisional round when you guys were going to implement that ineligible offense in the second half?
All right, well, first of all, I didn't see the Dallas Detroit game. I heard about it, but I haven't actually seen exactly what happened, so I won't comment on that. We didn't do anything illegal in the Baltimore game. I mean, people have been reporting as eligible and ineligible for as long as I've been in the league, and way before that. It happens on fourth down, and it happens on, you know, other downs, whether usually it's an offensive lineman reporting or a defensive lineman reporting an ineligible number to be eligible. But, you know, eligible numbers can be ineligible on punts and other plays, and then they changed that rule a couple of years later about where that player could be located and so forth. But teams have done that before. They've done it against us, and we did it against Baltimore. There's nothing illegal about that play.
Bill, looks like Lamar Jackson very well may end up being the MVP this season. He was a guy that was available offseason-wise, and Robert Kraft had said publicly, essentially, that you could go get him if you wanted to. Did you make any serious attempt at trying to get him? And if not, how come?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that go on in the off season, and you know, each player has his own story. But look, he was in Lamar's case. I mean, he, you know, there was a lot of I would say there would have been a lot of moving parts on that one anyway. So, but you know, I'll discuss the players that are on the team, not the ones that aren't on it. I mean, there's a lot of players out there that, you know, we're available. They're always available in the off season. And we talked to some of the players, some of the agents and all that, but those are all like those conversations are all on a whole nother level. So stick the guys that are here.
When you look back at last year's draft and getting Chad Ryland, what do you think has gone wrong there for him? Obviously, he had a great end when it came to the win in Denver, but we saw him miss again on Sunday. What's been the difficulty when it comes to Chad Ryland this season?
Well, just in general, I'd say, you know, our younger players that have shown some promise, there have been some ups and downs with all of them, not just this year, but other years, and see that pretty much throughout the league. So, you know, our rookies are, you know, they come in, they work hard, they're trying to, you know, improve, and they have. But, you know, we still obviously have work to do, and that's really all of them. That's, you put them all in the same, category.
Hindsight being 2020 and looking back at that 23 draft, do you wish that you had maybe taken an offensive player first three rounds as opposed to picking on the other side of the football, Bill?
Yeah, look, I mean, right now we're just really focused on getting ready for the Jets and you know, finishing the season with a win. So we'll look into some other things, you know, at the end of the year. And, you know, we always go back and try to look at the things that we've done and in the previous year or previous series of years to, you know, look at ways to improve and, you know, analyze how things were done. So we've always done that, and we'll continue to do that. There's always, you know, a self-evaluation at the end of the season.
This week's Diesel Direct Player of the Game is Pop Douglas. A little bit on what he has given this football team all season long.
Yeah, well, when Pop's been out there, he's you know, given us some explosive plays and some gains some yards on his own. in terms of his open field running ability and cutting and in the return game earlier in the season and more offensively in the last few games. So, you know, he's a smart kid. He works hard. He's got a great attitude, and he'll continue to get better if he keeps doing what he's doing.
After the game, Bill, Christian Barmore and Dietrich Wise each praised Jerod Mayo for helping the defense out. What can you speak on with Jerod Mayo's job this year coaching the defense for you guys?
Yeah, I think all of our defensive coaches have done a really good job. Collectively, they work together. It's hard to single anybody out because they work so well together as a total group. But they're overall the players, the coaches, and have had a good chemistry and a good battle through some tough situations with a great mindset, and I think all those coaches deserve their share of the credit on that.
Bill, you said a few weeks ago on this show how difficult it could be, or how much work it was essentially to be a head coach and be the GM. Would you be open to adding a general manager here when it comes to the New England Patriots going forward?
Yeah, Greg, I appreciate the question. Again, right now, looking at the Jets, I'm trying to get ready to go on them. And, it's been a long time since we played them here, 14, 15 games ago. So I'm really going to focus on that, and that's what we're doing this week.
I'm trying, Bill. I mean, I have to try.
Hardball.
You know how that goes. Yes, Courtney.
Well, when it comes to that,
I mean, it's a lot of hypotheticals and, a lot of, in the past and the future. I'm really focused on what's going on right now, and that's, that's what my job is. That's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, no, and I you also appreciate the interest, and it's a compliment. You are been here for a couple decades. You're beloved. You've done an extraordinary job here. So there's a lot of people who are interested in what the future holds for Bill Belichick.
Well, again, I appreciate that, Greg. I just say whatever success I have had, I've tried to go about my job the same way every week, win, lose, good years, bad years, whatever they are, just each week. Get ready to go for that week. Do the best you can to help your team win. And after that game, move on to the next one. And at the end of the season, that's the end of the season. But on a week-to-week basis, I don't want to spend time or get caught up in, what happened 5 years ago or what's going to happen 2 years from now or, a bunch of other random stuff. So just working on the Jets.
Is it hard for you while working on the Jets, to also take into account where you are when it comes to a draft pick? Because we're all focused on that as well. And as the GM, you have to keep that in the back of your mind as well, right?
Yeah, I'm committed to the team that I'm coaching right now. The players that are here, they deserve my best every day, and that's what I'm going to give them.
All right, time for the Coach's Verdict, which is brought to you every week by Ketch's Law Group, New England's injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. Ketch's is proud to be the official law firm of the New England Patriots.
Bill, very simple. Can we plan on talking to you on Mondays next season? This is our final interview this year. So just can we just put it on the calendar? Should we do pen, pencil? How can we do this? Should we plan on having the Bill Belichick interview with Greg Hill next year?
Yeah, again, I appreciate the question. I'm working on the Jets.
All right. Curtis, nice try.
I try,
What about
next year?
Oh, okay. I'll see you next year. All right, good. Did you text Coach Saban last night? Condolence text.
Yeah, again, Greg, I appreciate that. I'm just going to – the text and come on conversations I have with, other people in the business, I'll keep those private.
All right. Well, I appreciate, as always, you taking the time this week, and we'll give you the opportunity to get to work and get ready for the Jets. Thank you very much, Bill Belichick.
All right. You're welcome, Greg. If I was going to do anything, I'd put it out there on, Twitter and my face so everybody could see it, but I don't.
You're saving it for the
social. If I don't do that, then I'll just keep it private.
You're saving it for social media. That's what you're doing. You're gonna make whatever the announcement is.
No, it's gonna be the decision with Steve Burton. He's gonna line up this huge made for TV event.
I mean, Bill, I feel like we've had a great relationship. I would just appreciate just one tiny little nugget on this show for the ratings.
Right. Well, you guys do a great job. I enjoy being with you every Monday, so appreciate you guys.
All right, Bill.
And and Courtney, not to lump you in with the guys, but I appreciate all of you.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you.
You'll be getting another handwritten thank you note from Courtney soon,
as
Bill.
Always.
All right, Bill. Thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.